It's time to get started. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for coming this morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. We have visitors. We're thankful for that. You're always welcome here at Crockett, and we appreciate you being here with us today to worship with us. Those that we need to remember in prayer, Dale and Tina Adams, how are they doing?
He's doing as well as can be expected. He's still in pain, but he's doing better than he was.
Is he at home now?
He is at home, but they go back the 9th of May to look at the clinical trials that they're going to be doing on him.
Okay. So we need to continue to pray for them as well as all the rest of these. If you get a bulletin, you can read most all of these. I'm not going to read all of those that are on our sick list. Sandra's sister-in-law, Joyce Laughlin, about the same. Kim Spencer, how's she doing?
She's finished with one round of her treatments and a round of therapy for her back. And she's doing somewhat better, still managing with the pain though.
Okay. Pain management is tough.
It's tough.
And it's very involved. And if you have pain, as some of us might know at times, it just
it's with you.
Worries you to death.
Yes, it does.
It'll weaken the body for sure. Kathy Taylor, my sister, she had a back operation Friday. The doctor says it was successful. She can move her foot on her right leg, but she says her right leg is still dead. There'll be home health care, and as soon as she is able, she will start therapy. So we're looking forward to her getting to that part. She says, if I have to have a brace, I'll use a brace. But anyway, she's ready to get up and get around. Travis's daughter, April, still has no news yet. She goes to the doctor tomorrow. Nell's doing okay. She's still putting up with me, and she can't catch me to hurt me. So I have an advantage, and I'm happy, and she's happy. Jeff Rich has a new grandson, 5 weeks early. He's in Lebanon Hospital. He weighed 9 pounds and 13 ounces. Yeah. And they were to remove an IV which he had planted this past Tuesday. He has a small hole in his heart. They expect that to heal up on his own. So I haven't heard anything since then. Bill Miller, Valley Branch, I don't know, I don't have a report on him. Linda Carey's grandson, Chase, had both legs removed this past week. This is Sunday. a friend of Robert and James, and I don't know who else, Jane and James. You knew Alan Hart too, passed away. When was that, Robert?
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday. Okay. So we're sorry to hear that. Robert writes, my preacher friend Bruce Pate's wife Dale passed away April the 7th. And she suffered from the COVID-19 virus.
Messed up her heart.
Yeah. Okay. Those at Providence Place And Katie Hensley, Mr. and Mrs. Leathers, and Jimmy Mabers at Diversicare in Batesville. And that's about it. All the birthdays have passed that we had listed, and the anniversaries passed, and so on. All that's done. This is third Sunday. We will have potluck and singing tonight. Let's put it like this. We're going to have singing and potluck.
Singing and potluck.
Got to get them in order and importance.
Yeah.
I have no other announcements. Is there any announcements that need to be made? Let's begin our service in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for this beautiful day. A day that you've given us the health that we can be here to worship you. We pray in spirit and in truth. Thinking of our friends and loved ones that are sick, Father, and those that need your help, Father, we pray that you'd administer to those that are sick the things that they need to for them to gain their normal walks in this life. We pray for those that are sorrowful over the deaths at this time, Father, comfort them as only you can, and Father, help them to look for better days ahead. Thank you so much for the church that meets here. Help us to grow in number and in strength. Help us to grow in our spirituality and our personal lives. And help us to be pleasing in your sight. As we sing these songs of praise, Father, we pray that we'll sing and make melody in our heart, that we'll admonish each other with these songs and praise you. Thank you for allowing us to be around this table, and thank you for giving us a chance to hear your word this day. Forgive us of our sins, and watch over and care for us. For these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good to see everyone this morning. Let's open our song books to number 240. 240. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear.
Somewhere, thirsting for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Number 246. 246. And for those who can, let's stand. And after this song, Brother Travis will lead us in another word of prayer. They tried my Lord.
They tried my Lord.
Day and Master. With no one to.
With no one to.
You sent your Son to die for our sins. Father, if we do sin sometimes, Father, we pray that you forgive us when we do. And Father, again, we're mindful of the ones that are sick and hurting at this time. Father, we pray that you'll be with them and comfort and give them the most wanted health back if it's your will. Father, we continue to pray for this country. Father, the turmoil that's here, Father, we pray that somehow, some way, there will be peace again in this country. Again, Father, we pray for those that defend this country. Father, we pray that you keep them out of harm's way. And we're grateful for the men that serve as police officers, firefighters, paramedics, doctors, nurses. Father, we pray that you'll protect them also. Father, we pray that you'll watch over us, keep us safe. And Father, I pray for each and every person here. Father, we're just grateful for your love and kindness for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 283. 283.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to draw a healing stream. Flows from Calvary's mountain, in the cross, in the cross.
Reading this morning from Mark 14, 22 through 25. And as they did eat, Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day I drink anew in the kingdom of God."
Well, we take his bread with since our body and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have 27 present this morning. Today is April 18th, 2021 for taping purposes. If you would at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 715. It's on an invitation after our lesson this morning. And once you've got that mark, let's turn to number 308. 308. Kneel at the cross, Christ will lead you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice, leave Safety involved with changing a flat tire. The idea of the Bible is clearly noted. In Proverbs chapter 1, reference is made to a father's commandments and a mother's law, and how that we're to bind it about our necks. It shall be ornaments of grace about thy head and chains about thy neck. It is the case that the Lord's will and the Lord's way was to be followed in the detail that he had given. Jesus recognized that that was the case. In Matthew chapter 4, reference is made to Jesus' beginning ministry. And he began his ministry up in Galilee. And as a result of up in Galilee, he found himself involved with the people that were there. It is said in Matthew chapter 4, beginning verse 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from Jordan, beyond Jordan. It was an amazing thing that Jesus, when he came, was able to do these particular things, helping people, mending people. The circumstances were such that people heard about it, and they brought other ones that were sick to him. In the process, Jesus was wanting to recognize his Father's will. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "If you reject me and receive not my word, you have one that judges you. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day." And then he went on to say, "For the words I speak unto you are not my own, but whose? My Father who gave them to me." My Father's command. He was delivering his Father's commands as they were given. And as the people heard the message, they were to recognize the Father in the will of God being practiced. You think about that just a minute. You think about the way that they did in following the Father's will. How that they were changing from the animal sacrifices to another sacrifice of blood that would be offered in Jesus Christ himself. Wonderful is the work. In Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, we read what's commonly noted as the Sermon on the Mount. And as he closes the Sermon on the Mount, we read in regard to this matter in chapter 8, the aftermath of Jesus' work. And notice what he did there. And when he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus saith unto him, See thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself unto the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. When we read this in reference to this matter, we read that even a man who was afflicted with palsy, he was white by this time in his appearance. The skin tone, as well as his lips perhaps were missing from his face, because the leprosy was a disease that did that sort of thing to a person. As a result of losing out that particular coloration and everything, he was noted by all the people around him, and they probably gave him plenty of space, because they were just not going to be unclean by touching him. They just simply were away from him. But he was not after them. He was after one particular question that he asked. Lord, if you will, I can be clean. When we talk about the cleansing of disease and the cleansing of sin, we're talking about something that you can't do suddenly. You can't do quickly. Cleansing is that process by which lighter and lighter tones and lighter ways and sinful ways in our lives are to be forgiven by the Lord. And as we practice that way of life, we begin to see a new change of the way that we talk, the way that we live, the way we act in life from day to day. If you have not seen that in your life as a result of being baptized into Christ and begin to live that new walk of life, as Paul wrote in Romans 6 that we do, then you will find yourself looking at it today and looking at your life and seeing, are you different today than you used to be? Are you different talking the way that you used to talk? Are you different acting the way that you used to act? Are you different in thinking about men and women as you used to think? And the kind of conduct that you have with those men and women as you think? And the changes of life are the things that you do. And the cleansing was to be done. And Jesus was offered to this word. He said, I will be thou clean. He wanted this man to recognize his cleanliness. He wanted this man to not go among the people and disturb them, who knew that the cleansing process would be a change from the whiteness of his skin to the more natural look of his skin. And so they would not want to be around him, and he did not wish them to be. Go not to the regular people. Go to the priest, and as you show yourself to the priest, going back to the book of Leviticus about this particular matter, we read in chapters 14 and 15 of the book of Leviticus the details about leprosy and the details about the priesthood and the work that they did. When they found one that had been cleansed of leprosy, they found a change of coloration and mannerisms of life that he could then be recognized among the people. There was an offering that was given. And that offering that was given for the purpose of recognizing them for the future. When we find the details that God had in mind, we find the details that were being practiced in that day and time by Jesus and by those that he healed and helped during that day and time as well. When we see this, we see our Lord who honored his Heavenly Father's details as he did the work of the Heavenly Father. As he spoke the words of the Heavenly Father, he showed the detail to people at that time. When we find the detail being done, we'll find a different way of life. And as a result, we'll be practicing that way of life and enjoying that way of life. Think about the salvation that we have, and we all enjoy that. Think about the sincerity that we have and the practice of that way of life for good and for godliness. We'll see that to be done. And it'll be the activities that we do. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 17, we see, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." The people there were growing in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. And they were growing to be the kind of people that they ought to be as they practiced life. Now in the process of this, they were told in Ephesians 5 verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Notice that as they were filled with the Spirit of God, they were to be people who found themselves enjoying a relationship one to another. And as they gathered to worship the Lord, they say in Ephesians 5 verse 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." The word "psalo" is used here in reference to their making melody in their heart to the Lord. That word "psalo" carries with the idea of an instrument that is there. Some have interpreted that instrument to be the detail of a physical instrument. But the instrument that is so named there is a named instrument that is so important to God that He listens to the heart of the individual as they worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so as we worship the Lord, notice what He says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." That's what we do to one another. We encourage one another. When the words "ye" and "me" and "our" are used in these hymns, they're used in reference to how we're teaching one another. And as we tell to one another, we are to practice that way of life. Practice that way of prayer. Practice that way of strength. Practice that way of love. Practice that way of recognizing the place of the blood of Christ for our remission of sins. You know, when we pass the Lord's Supper, we're to remember His body, how that it was hung upon that cross and nailed to that cross and did not contain itself there because of the nails, but rather because of the commitment that He had for the forgiveness of our sins. Our sins actually nailed Him to the cross. The terrible words that we use, the mannerisms of life that we practiced that were evil, those things nailed Him to the cross. And as that nailed Him to the cross, it found Him there suspended between heaven and earth. And Jesus was there because of our sins. When we partake of the fruit of the vine, it tells us a reminder of the blood. The blood that was shed for the remission of our sins, for the cleansing of our sins. So we find ourselves by the fruit of the vine, reminding ourselves that this was the subject of Jesus' blood that was shed upon that cross in that day and time for the remission or forgiveness of sins. As people obey the gospel today, they find the same power, the same kind of same way. When Paul wrote there in Romans chapter 6 to the brethren about their new way of life, he talks about it from the plural standpoint of the "our" and "your" and "mine." Notice what he says there in this regard. Go to Romans 6 and verse 17. "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Notice how that they became the servants of righteousness when they obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them. When they obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them, they were buried with the Lord into His death and raised to walk a newness of
life. Now then they could walk a new way and a good way of life as they were told to do. The kind of detail of the Heavenly Father was to be obeyed and practiced as they did that way of life. It is noted here in Ephesians 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. And the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. When we find the reference to made to the way of Jesus and the way that he taught us to follow the details of the Lord, there's a lot of details that we here are reminded of. We're reminded of the detail of Jesus' death and his resurrection and the hope that he had in serving the Father's will. As he served the Heavenly Father, he was one who had the fear of God that he wanted to pass along to others. It was not the afraid fear, but a respectful fear of the Heavenly Father that he wanted to pass along to everybody. When you and I come together as a respect for God and we find ourselves worshiping him in spirit and in truth as we gather together, we find ourselves remembering his body and his blood. We find ourselves remembering the words of these songs apply to others and to us as well when we are hearing them being spoken to us. It is a wonderful thing for us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. As we find ourselves doing that, we'll be the people that God would have us to be. And we will find ourselves obeying the Father's heavenly will. What about your life today and mine? Go back to Romans chapter 6 once again and notice the first part of that verse or chapter in reference to the various plural pronouns that he used in reference to what he had done along with the brethren there at Rome, what they'd done. He says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? They had that idea. The more that they sinned, the more grace they needed to forgive them. But he says, we've died to sin. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Notice the we. We are a part of this. He was a part of it. They were a part of it. This is what they had as a new way of life. Well, we have been buried with him by baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. When we find ourselves doing this, we'll find ourselves encouraging one another to remember that that's the case as we sing these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the words that are used in reference to you and me are in reference to applying it to our own lives. Think about the songs that we've sung this morning in reference to applying it to our lives. And the fact that someday I'll be listening for my name. Yesterday morning when Brother Allen Hart, a fine gospel preacher by the way, one that I trained and worked with in years gone by, one that was good and godly, who found himself with sicknesses and evilness and everything, and he had gotten over into an area before he got back into preaching. He'd gotten into an area where he was really gifted at training dogs. He could train people's little puppies and dogs, and they would become obedient to them, and just, I mean, it was an amazing thing, transformation that would be done. There was a couple up in the Memphis area that he had trained their dogs, and he wanted to take that dog back to them. And his wife went with him up there. They got in the car and he wanted to drive this particular time. And he was able to do it. And he was able to drive himself up there along with her. She stayed in the car as he went in the house. He went in the house. They were amazed at the progress of the little puppy and the little dog that was there. He had no idea that in just a few minutes of time, the
call would come to him. He sat down in the chair, talking with them about the things that they could do. Don't shout and rant and rave at the dog, that sort of thing. Use these kind of words, this kind of mannerisms he understands. And he would respond to them, and he wasn't barking up a storm, and he wasn't there acting up and everything. But he was a trained dog. Suddenly he stopped his conversation. He bowed his head and fell in the floor in the chair he was in and began to turn blue. Physically, he had died. His wife out of the car didn't know anything about that. She recognized something was not right in the house when the ambulance suddenly came into the driveway. As they went in and they ministered to him, he was already passed away. When the Savior calls, we will answer. As the opportunity becomes ours in life, let us be people who honor the Father's will. And as we honor the Father's will in the details that he has given, we'll be people who practice the way of life that he has so instructed. And we will enjoy a relationship with him eternally someday. Heaven itself will be our home with the Heavenly Father and his will. And the great day is coming for any and all of us. Think about this song that we sing this morning. And think about the way of life that we can follow. We came in earlier on Friday, began to warm up the baptistry inside. Everything is ready for you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ today, if that's what you wish to do, as we stand to sing when you come to Jesus. As we stand to sing.
Will you come, will you come with your poor broken heart, burdened in sin oppressed, lay it down at the feet of your Savior and Lord. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give
singing that we'll be doing, but we also the time of our potluck together. We have special things that come. Everybody brings something, and they bring something along the way that's always special to them, and we'll enjoy that time together today as well tonight. God bless you all. Thank y'all for being here and visiting with us again. God bless you. You doing well in Tennessee, I gather? All right. Good, good, good. We love seeing you on Facebook and seeing what you write, what you talk about it that way. And we want that to be done. Dan, it's good to have you with us today. He's from Tunica, and if you like to meet Dan, he's right there in the very back. Good to have you with us today, too. God bless you all, and come back and be with us if you can anytime. Let's turn to number 45. 4-5, and after this song, Brother JL will lead us in a word of prayer.
Beyond this land of heartache, the far beyond the losses, dying distance, and far beyond the pain.
Direct us and forgive us for our sins. In fact, we pray.